For as beautiful, ingenious, and miraculous as the American experiment has been and remains, it's no secret that over the years it's had its challenges. And in recent week, those challenges have been on full display. The challenge of ordering the various branches of government, the challenge of harmony within each branch itself. It's no easy task. And it's all dependent on men and women, people like you and me, who are seeking the common good, who are pursuing virtue to build up, and who are about something bigger than themselves, something bigger for others. The French diplomat Tocqueville, in his book, Democracy in America, he wrote years ago, "America is great because she is good. And if America ceases to be good, she will no longer be great." This is true not just of America, but it's true of each one of us in church today. It's true of us each as individuals. And that has effects on our families. It has effects on this parish. It has effects on the world. Societies up and down history have shown us and have proven over and over again the effects of goodness to build up and the effects of evil, which always bring down. Today's readings demonstrate this in a particular way, most obviously in St. Paul. He's really being a good teacher here. Isn't it like delightful how he goes through all these different parts of the body? And on the one hand, it sounds so silly. First grade teaching. But on the other hand, what a beautiful reminder how harmony is essential. How, yes, distinct parts, but no division. How working together, one body, a language that we in our own bodies or in our world so often fail to speak. Our body language is confused, like the people of Babel. The first reading, too, is a beautiful reading. It's such a unique time in Israel's history. For 70 years, they've been ousted from Jerusalem. They've been in exile, a people enslaved, entrapped. And in the reading this morning, they're back in Jerusalem. They rebuilt the city walls. They're bringing order back to what was destroyed. And then they're beginning to find right order for themselves. And so Ezra the scribe gets up and begins to proclaim the will of God. They're all gathered at the rebuilt water gate. And it's at that gate that Ezra just starts reading the law from day to night. And the people hearing it, they remember that today is holy to the Lord God because they are holy to him. They have been chosen and set apart. They have been entrusted with a covenant. And even though they have been unfaithful, God remains faithful. And here they are, back in their homeland. Nehemiah tells us today that the people weep for joy. They are astounded at God's faithfulness. 70 years of exile, a whole generation, But now, a new life, a new hope, gratitude, and love. My friends, in the gospel this morning, Jesus begins his public preaching. And there is a much deeper exile that Jesus is in the business of ending. There is a much deeper slavery that Jesus declares today is over. And it is the slavery and the exile to sin, to death, and indeed to eternal loss. And standing in his home synagogue, he proclaims the words of Isaiah to be fulfilled. We hear his mission, that he has a work that is to be done, and it has begun. For now he is here in the flesh, the big plan of God fulfilled. Next week, we're going to hear the people's response. But for this week, I'd suggest a word for us all would be to hear. To hear the voice of the Savior, God with us, now speaking, having something to say, now acting. We begin today reading from the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to be reading it all year long. And in the opening verse, he tells us that he is someone who has been an eyewitness to accounts, and he must now write down and proclaim what he has seen, what he has heard. And he did it. We have his gospel. My friends, you and I are called to do something as Christians. We have been recipients. We have been witnesses of the action of Almighty God. And it is not an action merely of the past, but of this day. God acting and speaking to human hearts. God changing and healing. God bringing his light. And to hear his voice, to hear his doings, and to know them will make us witnesses to him in a world that has forgotten or that mocks him. Today is a day for us to be convicted that our faith is grounded not on just what we think or what we believe. No. Our faith is grounded on the person of Jesus Christ, who has told us who he is and what he wants to do, and to allow his doings in our life, to recognize those doings and welcome them, is the way of peace. Somewhere else in Scripture, and I was thinking this morning, it says, there will come a day when people will call evil good and call good evil. And my friends, I hate to admit it, but I think that day has come. The events of New York this week have proven it. And if you don't know what happened, it's time for us to know. But what is happening in Nazareth, what is happening here in this church and in every Catholic Christian church in our towns and communities, is stronger. God's life is being proclaimed. And his people, you and I, are called to hear. May God give us such ears and minds and the desire to hear his word this week so as to know the right order that our families need, that our country deserves, and that we have the duty to give to all of our brothers and sisters, old and young, born and unborn, our enemies and our friends, the life of God, without which there is no life.